Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear, warm evening across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the breeze offers a gentle respite. Over in Jerusalem, the skies remain calm. In Haifa, the night is perfect for a stroll by the sea. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting, Hezbollah stated it has held fire after a U.S.-Iran ceasefire announcement, with future actions depending on Israel's response, according to Ynet. Also, earlier this hour, the IDF's movement in southern Lebanon is seen as leverage against Iran, and a test for Netanyahu, reports Walla. Also this hour, Trump announced ships are leaving the Strait of Hormuz under a U.S.-Iran peace deal, citing enhanced safety, as reported by JNS. Separately, in earlier reporting, I-24 News highlighted criticism from across Israel's political spectrum regarding the Iran deal. And finally, from earlier today, President Trump declared a deal with Iran to end the war and reopen the Strait of Hormuz is complete, reported by Forward. Here's what people are saying online. Ariel Oseran, a commentator, posted just minutes ago that Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian announced a memorandum of understanding to end the war is scheduled for signing on Friday, claiming broad support from Iran's Security Council. David Keyes wrote just now, expressing admiration for the developments. Al Arabiya English reported minutes ago that U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance stated the Iran agreement would prevent Tehran from obtaining a nuclear weapon and reintegrate Iran into the global economy. Let's go deeper. Starting with Hezbollah's statement, earlier today, Ynet reported that Hezbollah has refrained from attacks on Israel following a U.S.-Iran ceasefire. The decision ties directly to Israel's actions moving forward. This underscores the fragility of the ceasefire and the critical role Israel's response will play. Turning to southern Lebanon, where the IDF has been active, Walla revealed that these movements serve as strategic leverage against Iran. This comes as Netanyahu faces mounting pressure. The situation highlights the delicate balance of power and the broader implications for regional stability. Meanwhile, JNS covered Trump's announcement on the Strait of Hormuz. Ships are now navigating a newly designated safe route. This is a significant step in de-escalating tensions and ensuring the flow of global trade. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News reported widespread criticism of the Iran deal from Israeli politicians. This reflects the deep divisions within Israel about the effectiveness and consequences of the agreement. In earlier reporting, Forward detailed Trump's confirmation of the completed deal with Iran. The reopening of the strait marks a pivotal moment in U.S.-Iran relations. This could significantly alter the geopolitical landscape, impacting regional alliances and economic ties. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that SailPoint has acquired Israeli startup Entro for approximately $200 million, enhancing their capabilities in securing non-human identities. Separately, CTech announced that 1Password has acquired Israeli cyber startup Apono in a deal valued between $250 million and $300 million, marking a significant expansion in access governance. And finally, Globes reported that world leaders have welcomed the U.S.-Iran Memorandum of Understanding, emphasizing the importance of reopening the Strait of Hormuz for global navigation. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.